The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus revealed himself again to his disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. He revealed himself in this way. Together were Simon Peter, Thomas called Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, Zebedee's sons, and two others of his disciples. Simon Peter said to them, "I am going fishing." They said to him, "We also will come with you." So they went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. When it was already dawn, Jesus was standing on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, have you caught anything to eat?" They answered him, "No." So he said to them, "Cast the net over the right side of the boat, and you will find something." So they cast it and were not able to pull it in because of the number of the fish. So the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he tucked in his garment, for he was lightly clad, and jumped into the sea. The other disciples came in the boat, for they were not far from shore, only about 100 yards, dragging the net with the fish. When they climbed out on shore, they saw a charcoal fire with fish on it and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish you just caught." So Simon Peter went over and dragged the net ashore, full of 153 large fish. Even though there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come, have breakfast." And none of the disciples dared to ask him, "Who are you?" because they realized it was the Lord. Jesus came over and took the bread and gave it to them, and in like manner the fish. This was now the third time Jesus was revealed to his disciples after being raised from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord. This was now the third time Jesus was revealed to his disciples after being raised from the dead. Well, this Sunday's gospel is about the first two times. The first time, as you remember, was on Easter Sunday, on the evening, on the day when they discovered the tomb was empty and Jesus appeared to his disciples. The second time was a week later. The first time Thomas was not with them, and you know the story. So the second time, a week later, Jesus appeared to them with Thomas. And Thomas confesses him as my Lord and my God. This is the third time. And it seems, although we're told that they were overjoyed and celebrated Jesus' resurrection, here they're back to doing what they used to do before, fishing. So what changed in us since Easter? Are we going to be different people, or are we going to go back now the same people we were before Lent started? Jesus calls us to a transformation, and that transformation takes time. It doesn't happen overnight. Now, the disciples had faith. They believed in Jesus. They believed he rose from the dead. But Jesus had another mission for them to do. The first night he appeared to them, he told them, "As the Father has sent me, so I send you." Jesus sent them to become fishers of people, not fishers of fish. He wanted them to bring people to salvation, to come to know that Jesus is Lord like they do, so they can have the gift of eternal life. They don't become missionary disciples that they accept that mission. And that's the difference you hear about us talking about disciples and the missionary disciples. Disciples is people who have faith in Jesus, follow Christ, but keep that faith to themselves. A missionary disciple is someone who shares their faith with the world. Because that's the mission to each one of us that Jesus gives us at our baptism. It wasn't only for the disciples, it's not only for priests and nuns and, you know, monks. It's for every baptized Christian, we're called to share the faith, just like we've been hearing in the first readings from the Acts of the Apostles. After the Holy Spirit descended on them, that's when the disciples were transformed into becoming missionary disciples. Despite the challenges, despite being thrown in jail, despite being questioned, they finally became fishers of people and turned their life over to the Lord.